The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Secular Brothers Podcast. I'm Jordan Secular.
I'm Logan Secular.
Joe Biden finally addressed the nation after shooting down three more objects after the Chinese spy balloon, and we learned nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
The good news about our intel committee, they know nothing.
We delayed this show recording because we thought we're going to hear what he's going to say, and we're going to talk about
it. We'll at least know what he
has. And what did he have to say? Absolutely nothing. Literally, there's nothing we didn't know other than maybe there's some more scrutiny on China.
Bobbled through the thing again, and then he stood there weirdly.
Did he even mention that we had the tracking on him on it the whole time? Didn't even mention that we've tracked that balloon from when it left off in China. Basically confirmed what we've been saying, which is, oh, our radar, we actually upped the sensitivity, so now it will find things
now we're
like
tracking,
this.
And he said it's likely private or individuals. We can play the soundbite, but talking about, again, just an absurd moment in U.S. history. That we allow the Chinese spy balloon to go traverse the country, but not weather balloons? I mean, we're sending up F-16s to shoot down nothing?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The fact that we don't know what it is, and we're shooting multi-million dollar missiles at this unknown object, obliterating them. It did not give you a lot of confidence. At the end, it was time for questions, and he just...
He made a comment like, oh, you're rude.
You guys are rude because too many people were talking over each other, which they were. In his defense, there were a lot of people yelling and screaming like usual, and he couldn't keep control of the situation.
And he could not get control.
Yeah, he couldn't get control of it because he didn't answer anything, and they moved on very quick, and then he left. He didn't even answer one question, did not address the fact that we had been tracking this balloon since it had left China.
So all that radar stuff was bogus.
Yeah, the only other thing that was brought up was that maybe we'll have, well, he said competition, not...
We're not in a cold war with China.
We're not a cold war with China. It's competition, not
conflict.
Conflict.
Which is similar to what he said in the State of the Union.
Yeah, and looking at that was sort of the final, I don't think, and that there would be some, not necessarily sanctions on China, but we'd just be a little bit more, a little more careful.
There were some sanctions on some Chinese companies linked to the balloon program.
Yeah.
So there was some about the Chinese balloon, but we knew that was a Chinese balloon.
Do we have any sound from President Biden?
This is the sound on the three objects that we shot down Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
But nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
Actually, looking back on that, a couple different things. One, there was a little more answers of what they call it. He called them balloons.
That's true.
That's something we haven't heard.
So all three were balloons, I guess they're saying now?
They're now going to say, he said that in that bite. He said balloons.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did say balloons.
It's not okay. What the pilot said.
Right. They didn't say balloons. He actually used the word balloon and then said it could be private companies doing that. Okay, so now we're just – let's say those people had actual
– was it 100 weather balloons go up a day? About?
That's with NOAA.
So we're just blowing down private
– they said they're going to make it a little bit more structured program for private. You know, I thought about this. With all those balloons that are there that they've never shot down before, they've never seemed to pose a risk to any aircraft.
Right. It's very odd.
And all of this was over mostly Canada? And what over Lake Huron?
The Lake Huron one moved, though. I mean, it eventually ended up there. And the other ones were over Canada and Alaska.
Yeah.
So, and the other one was over Montana. So, I mean,
what commercial aircraft were they posing a threat to?
I mean, the ones in Michigan, maybe I could see that one. If it's like you're on, there's some stuff over there.
Well, a lot of times those long flights that go to Asia do go up and over.
Yeah,
but they're used to this being in the atmosphere.
I don't know.
There's,
hey,
obviously, you said there's no regulation on it.
What we really learned was just nothing. We learned nothing new. It's again a wasted.
It was a wag the dog moment. They shot down three things to look tough.
Yeah, and they
because they looked so weak, allowing the balloon to go across the United States that they needed to shoot some more things down. To look like they're tough. And you know what? You just look weak. And he also said dialogue with the Chinese is important. So far, there's no indication he's spoken to the Chinese.
Yeah.
He didn't say that, by the way. He didn't say, I spoke to President Xi. And we know that the defense minister of China would not take our Secretary of Defense's call this week.
Yeah, I think that it makes you look much weaker, I think, than for some reason people have painted this. They've painted this as, like you said, this is a strongman moment. We're shooting around random things. To me, as I said, I think it actually is a much scarier prospect, the fact that we didn't know that these things were up there. And now we felt like they were threatening enough to send F-16s to go blow them into, you know, obliterate them. Really bizarre and just a weird time for the country. That's happening, but there's also...
Weird that he waited this long
to
make that week...
Oh, I thought we were going to find out at least the idea of what the other things were. That, hey, we've recovered them, we've looked into them, they were weather balloons, or we've looked into them, we've recovered them. We're not able to identify what they are.
He's never going to tell us any more than that. We just got.
That's it. We're done with it. They're going to try to move
on. More briefings to Congress. So are they going to stop shooting stuff down, or are they going to regularly now shoot everything down? Because that he said there's a shift in the policy. So is it going to be a norm for us to be sending up jets to shoot down?
Sounds like it.
Well, it almost sounds like he doesn't know yet because he said, I'm going to give the directive for them to write the rules.
Right. They don't have rules yet because a week was not long enough for them to figure that out.
Yeah, why didn't you do this speech on Monday? Why did we not do this over the weekend? Why didn't you tell us before you even shot the things down? Hey, we're doing this.
Come on, I said, balloons are wonderful. Balloons are...
Who did?
They make children happy.
Balloons, we all love balloons. But some balloons would go up too high.
Or who said this?
Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Some balloons go too high and we have to...
She's like, I love school buses. I love balloons the size of school buses. 3, 5 school buses. It's weird that we're judging it. He said it again. We're judging it. Now, why not just... I guess that isn't easy to understand.
Why not? Everybody knows that size.
No, it's because they don't want you to. They don't want to actually say how long.
Yeah, which
because
is
if you said 3 school buses,
50 feet,
150 feet across.
I mean, I don't know how big is a school bus. Is it 50 feet? It feels like it'd be about 50 feet.
Probably not 50.
35 foot.
40 feet long.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a.
So that sounds much worse.
Foot actually. Long, 200 foot tall. King Kong, essentially.
King Kong with
Godzilla.
With explosive devices.
Yeah, explosive Godzilla. The explosive Godzilla balloon.
Over your nuclear site.
They should just say the size of a Macy's Day Parade balloon. I mean, that's probably what they are.
I think multiple Macy's balloons at that point.
A few of those
are pretty 200 huge.
200 feet tall.
I don't know. What I was there. Great. I've been there. They feel huge.
What would be great is to troll other countries by sending our own spy balloons up that are characters.
Here comes Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
Uh-huh.
Here's Pokemon.
Okay. So, yeah, Will's right. So they're about double the height of a Macy's Day balloon.
So we can,
which, by the way, I've seen in person. One of the biggest things I've ever seen.
And also mini holes.
Yeah.
A lot of patchwork.
The olive oil and sweet pea, which is the biggest one ever, was 102 feet. So roughly.
Double that.
Yeah.
Double that high.
That's in tall.
Right.
So double that. Then the widest one ever was Woody Woodpecker at 45 feet.
Oh, this is so. This is
so. If in there again, not to defend him, if that thing landed in like Manhattan, it would.
Well, no one said shoot
blocks.
It down over Manhattan.
That's true.
You know, it's just this is it's horrible.
All right. Well, we got to talk about some other horribleness because I think this is
Don Lemon.
This is horrible. Don Lemon, who
should be fired.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Hold on. We'll get to the fact that he.
Well,
should
we
be
haven't
fired.
Said why.
I know we're going to get there. So Don Lemon, if you don't know, a little brief warm-up, primetime host, moved to a morning show late
Fired
last year.
Fired from his primetime show.
Yeah, moved to a show with Poppy Harlow and what's the other?
Caitlin Collins.
Caitlin Collins, Poppy Harlow, as their version of the Today Show or Fox and Friends.
Could have predicted this wasn't going to go well.
Ratings have suffered, including the lowest rating in the history of that chunk of time or that show.
You see it in its history?
In history, I believe, or maybe in the last decade, it was one of the lowest just last week. This all comes after the fact that we know that there are rumors, not even rumors, almost confirmed rumors, that there's a lot of infighting between Don Lemon and the younger host. He's older. People think of him as, you know, a younger host. I think he's in his 50s.
56.
Yeah. Then you have Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow in their 30s, or they're one of them's in their 30s.
Caitlin Collins probably only 30.
And I think that's who he's fighting.
Poppy Harlow, I don't think is that yet.
Maybe her 40s. So they've had a conflict. He's apparently backstage.
Screaming at him.
Screaming at her. There have been moments, very awkward moments. We'll play some of those later on air where he stops to correct her or has gotten into a little bit of a tiff with her. However, this is maybe the most egregious of all. And look, this is coming on the show is already at the lowest ratings it's ever been. I believe that format is, other than Fox and Friends, is historically dead. This comes off the day where Ryan Seacrest decides to leave his show with Kelly Ripa. You know, there's a lot happening in that morning show format that in late night that I believe is just a piece of past Hollywood history that eventually is going to go away. That being said, there was a conversation with Don Lemon about the fact that Nikki Haley announced she's running for president. All of us watched that speech. All of us watched the ad. I think the overall consensus was it was pretty standard. Like it was solid. Very good, solid. Nothing crazy. Nothing necessarily.
If you're a liberal, you can go after her policies. Fine.
Yeah, it was nothing crazy. So there was reference. I'm not sure when this clip starts. There was reference in her speech to, I guess, the age of the president, the fact that the president is in his 80s, maybe not in his prime. That's going to play into this. In his prime, if you haven't heard this. This is the conversation. Again, now imagine this is not Don Lemon. Imagine this is any other host right now. Because CNN has a problem with Don Lemon. They're not sure what to do with him. You can tell. You can tell they know that the blowback could be huge. They don't know exactly how to handle him.
If they fire a gay black man?
Yeah, I think they do.
Let's just be honest. That's what, why. Yeah. It's not because he's good.
It's not because the ratings are great.
No, they're not good. That's, I mean.
And here is the conversation. Again, this is between Don Lemon and who is on set with him.
Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins are both there.
Caitlin Collins. Yeah, and they're both there for this one. Both there talking about Nikki Haley's announcement.
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, well, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for like childbearing? Okay, or are you talking
don't shoot
about
the messenger.
Prime
I'm just
for being
saying
president.
What the facts are. Google it, everybody at home. When is a woman in her prime? It says 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm just saying Nikki Haley should be careful about saying that politicians are not in their prime and they need to be in their prime when they serve, because she wouldn't be in her prime according to
Google,
you know, Google or whatever it is.
You would be fired within 10 minutes if
any
this
corporation.
Was any other situation. And I think that there's a good chance by the end of the day, maybe by the time you're hearing this, that that's happened.
He could be gone.
He could be gone because of the fact that that is such an egregious, horrible statement to make, especially right now. You're basically telling everyone that a woman in her 50s is past her prime intellectually.
All women. That Google does not say that.
No. Actually, if you do look that up, it says, sure, women are in their primes in 30s, 40s, 50s even. It actually says 20. And also, by the way, in your prime is a very – that's not a thing. That's a subjective thing. Like they even said, are you talking about – your childbearing? Are you talking about mentally? What are you talking about here? Do we have a lot of have we had a lot of presidents in their below their 50s? A couple, but not very many in our
35 to even run.
Right. So what are we talking about here? I personally think if he's not trying to get fired, which I don't know how you make those statements and not do it, or he really hates doing this show. And he hates working with these people.
He just tried.
How mad can I make them?
But at a certain point, because we're talking about, like, you know, getting fired, getting your contract paid out is one
very
thing.
Different.
You do this, they can make a case. They may not want to because it's, like, not worth the fight. They can make a case that we don't have to pay out your contract. You've said something so offensive, you're off, you're done.
Yeah, and I guess 3 minutes ago, he made an apology, which is interesting. Can we find that and get that information? Just saw that.
Made a written apology?
I'm not sure specifically, but I just saw that come across my feed. Because everyone, not just the conservative news, everyone's going after him. Whether that
it's
is
disgusting,
it is so. It's just so tone deaf to what's happening in society that it makes you question everything that's going on at that network, which is already in free fall.
And yeah, every time they've attempted for like a couple of years,
they've attempted to save it a bunch of times. Here's his apology. I'm pulling it up right now.
It's a tweet.
Give a second. It's on Twitter.
You know, I sent it to your phone.
Yep. Went to Elon Musk, outlet to do it. He said, "The reference I made to a woman's prime this morning was inartful and irrelevant, as colleagues and loved ones have pointed out, and I regret it. A woman's age doesn't define her either personally or professionally. I have countless women in my life who prove that every day." You know, this is something that says, written by a lawyer.
He didn't apologize to Nikki Haley.
No. Well, and Nikki Haley, I believe, has made a statement as well. I don't have that either, but we can pull that up. No, he's just apologizing to all women, which, look, he deserves that.
Because he attacked all women, not just Nikki Haley. But this idea, again, first of all, think about business. Think about decision making. Do you want a 30-year-old or someone 50-plus to be running major? You want people with life experience. You forgot that immediately.
And this took hours for him to respond, which
means not a real apology.
He went to a lawyer.
Yes,
said
corporate counsel came CNN to his
wrote
best.
That. CNN wrote it, or his entertainment attorney said, "You're about to lose your career."
Yeah, I almost feel like CNN didn't because he didn't apologize to Nikki Haley.
No, I think the entertainment attorney said, "You're about to lose your career because this is in direct violation of your contract.
I'm not going to be able to get you money.
So you need to say this right now, or you're screwed." And this is what he said. He again said, "The reference I made to women in their prime," in quotes this morning, "was inartful and irrelevant." Okay, dude, you Googled it. You said you Googled it. You spent your time Googling that like a weirdo. By the way, it's one of the top things being Googled right now, which is kind of funny.
Of course.
Because people are typing in, well,
to see if he got, where could he have possibly, and it's not there.
Yeah. I mean, when you Google it, there are things that certainly say 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, but it's, again, it's
about everybody.
It's a slight.
He said about men too.
Yeah.
If you look up where men are in their prime, it says the same thing about your mind.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they don't know. People are living longer. People are.
This is what Nikki Haley said. Her statement was, "Liberals can't stand the idea of having competency tests for older politicians to make sure they can do the job." By the way, it's always liberals who are the most sexist.
Yep.
So she said both of those things, which is great. I think that's a perfect response.
I mean, it's clear from how he treats his co-host, he hates women. He doesn't think that women deserve to be talking on the air.
Oh, yeah. He cuts them off. He's been very upfront with. With this, then we have another clip we can play. It's a bit of a longer clip. This is only from about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I think, when this happened.
He's melting down, too, because he kind of lost his career already.
Well, he was at least, at minimum, was a primetime host on CNN, which at least at one point.
Of the lowest rated show on CNN.
But it did at one point mean something. Like
yeah,
that,
at some point.
That meant that there's prestige. I don't care what people say. There is prestige that has been held under the CNN brand for the last 35, 40 years. Just whether that's thinking about Larry King and thinking about all the people that have been through there, there was that for a long time. Now, that has long since departed. But
there's like no prime time there now.
But when you used to walk through the CNN Center, when it was open, there was something about being in a 24-hour news facility. And again, there was power there.
Does he even have is there even someone full-time replaced him yet?
I don't know if anyone has replaced that hour. I know they haven't. They still haven't replaced the Cuomo hour.
So they have no prime time.
I don't know. I feel like there's got to be somebody in prime time. We'll figure it out.
They have people. I think they're not permanent.
So this bit is a long bit. I'm going to set it up before. She, who was it? Caitlin Collins was interviewing
Representative Comer.
Comer. I always say Gohmert, not Gohmert. No, not your Wang Doodle Gohmert. Which one are we talking about here? That's a different one?
That's Senator Kennedy.
Who's Gohmert?
He's from Texas.
Oh, they're all, I don't know. Bunch of 80-year-old men. No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to sound horrible like Don Lemon. He said something in reference to an interview, which she had a pretty hard-hitting interview with him. He referenced the New York Post. Let's just say that. That's all it is. Referenced the New York Post as a source of his information.
Third largest publication in the United States.
Yeah. Sure. It is a conservative-leaning,
It's owned by the same company as Wall Street Journal, which has been found as one of the most trustworthy news sources in the United States.
Well, they're just – it's always been loud and aggressive and fun.
So, yeah, it's more of a tabloid style.
Tabloid. You look at the covers and all the funny headlines. So his source is the New York Post. That is enough. And I guess she didn't push back enough on it. That is enough to send Don Lemon into a tizzy. Let's take a listen.
Okay, Congressman Comer, we're out of time. Unfortunately, we have a lot more questions for you. I know you have a bunch of hearings this week. Thank you for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. It's going to be that's the time that we're in, where facts are sort of flexible
And it's why just, we got Caitlin Collins on the Hill, fact-checking in real time. It was a great interview.
Citing incredible sources, like citing the New York Post as a credible source and saying that facts are, it's just, I can't believe that we're here.
Caitlin, that was a great interview. All right, moving on.
Anyway, well, now moving on, because that's, listen, that's a big issue when it comes to the American, hold on please with the music. That's a big issue when it comes to the American people. The American people are going to have to suffer through all of this stuff, from election deniers to people who don't believe in facts. We don't have a shared reality. And now it's taken center stage to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, an election denier, a conspiracy theorist, a QAnon sort of influencer or supporter presiding over the House of Representatives.
Okay, he goes on and on. Here's what you get. They tried to – here. Two things happened. He insulted his co-host. The other co-host tried to move the topic along.
He didn't even like to ask her about the interview.
No. And she said, oh, she did a great job, moving on. Cuts her off, says not moving on. In fact, then they start trying to play him out like it's an Oscar speech.
Right.
Because she said moving on as if there was another segment planned. I'm just throwing that out there. He started going on a rant. They tried to cut him off by playing the music, and he said, turn that music down. This is
jerk.
He comes off like a jerk, and I have a feeling, someone who's worked in production for the majority of my life, if everyone like that on that crew,
if you act like that on
knows
camera,
it. Yes.
If you act like that on camera, imagine what you're like off.
Right. And that whole crew, by the way, is probably on the side of the other two hosts. So you have a crew that hates you, which is never a good thing in production. You never want the people that are supposed to make you look good and sound good dislike you as a person.
Based on what I read, how he screamed at Caitlin Collins, she had a pretty good case for workplace harassment.
I think that was a whole debate. And this
he's had issues with that in his private life.
Yeah, I don't know much about that, yeah. I'm being honest. So there's a lot of that building up with him. And
which is why I
wouldn't
like
be shocked.
He doesn't like the New York Post because they cover his private life.
Well, that's probably true. But I would not be shocked still that if CNN decides this is our moment.
We've already tried to get – we got rid of him in prime time. Now we can just say goodbye.
Yeah. I think it can happen. I think this is the way it happens. I'm sure if it continues to be a trending story, it will happen. However,
it has nothing to do with him being gay or being black or the ratings even.
No, it has to do with he said a very sexist remark on air.
And kept
and
doubling down
on it. And tripping. Just don't
and
tell me.
And catch himself and apologize then.
No, apologize hours later. So, I mean,
what is wrong with these people? What is wrong with them?
There's incredible entitlement amongst the media. I'm maybe on both sides, but definitely primarily.
God, no, I don't.
Not even.
No. No one would.
Well, what's funny is, you know, yesterday.
There 80! Was,
yesterday.
Is one thing to question. You can question 80 years old.
Yesterday, and it actually happened this morning, Chelsea Handler, who, you know, she's been subbing in for The Daily Show. She.
Really?
Was,
that's how little. That's
she was under scrutiny from The Daily Wire.
What'd she do?
And from Tucker Carlson. Because they kind of went after the fact that she has chosen to be a single, unmarried woman who's decided not to have
kids. Oh,
yeah,
I saw her comedy thing on that.
And then so they played all this like super cut of all of them saying that she looks unhappy and miserable. Regardless of how you felt about that, which I honestly do think it was a bit below the belt for a lot of these commentators, like that's what we're going after, the fact that she decided not to have kids. And they're going, well, she should have kids. Look how much, you know, whatever. You know, that's here nor there. A lot of your co-hosts aren't, if you're in entertainment, a lot of them are unmarried. Look at your Fox News lineup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of that world is not conducive to a normal family life.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a problem with that. No. But what I think it was funny is that all of my super liberal friends were posting this with Chelsea Handler's response and going, look at all these disgusting Republican men who feel this way. And then not an hour later, maybe the king of the libs, Don Lemon, you know, the one that we all have problems with, goes out and makes I'd say significantly worse, because they were talking about Chelsea Handler.
No,
he's talking about all women.
Yeah.
Yes, Nikki Haley was the target of that, but not really.
And the reason they were talking about Chelsea Handler is because she did a comedy special about that decision.
Yes.
She made it an issue.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were just like digging into her private life.
And it was great press for her.
Yeah, this was her.
I didn't even know she had a special.
This was her bit.
Yeah.
In the whole special, which was also, she even said, which I don't know if they played that part of her, to be fair, she's like, if you want to, I totally support you. Other people having kids.
Right.
I think if you're one of those people who you don't think you should have kids, that's a good decision if you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should want to have them.
Right. I agree. I just think that that was a – that just showed – look, there's you know, sort of this sort of unabashedly sort of sexist stuff happening.
Yes.
And we're just kind of going to – you it's bizarre.
Well,
it's
there's
bizarre.
There was definitely a – like it felt like a war on men. And it – and then that's kind of balanced back with some of the cancel culture stuff has kind of gone away. There's so many outlets now to the Barstool world.
Yeah.
Where, okay.
Yeah. Fox News is promoting the Roseanne special, and CNN is having Don Lemon on there screaming about how women are out of their prime.
Like, what time? 7:30 in the morning he's doing this?
Yeah, exactly. When, quite frankly, we know no one's watching. So it is what it is.
Because the people who are watching Ainsley and. And
yeah, I think that crowd still
over at Fox and Friends.
Like, I know those people are still watching, and people want to say whatever they want. I've had clients and people who are on there, and I've seen the needle move when people go on Fox and Friends, even on the weekends. However,
yeah.
That being said, I do think
copy it.
No, and I do think that format is just. I don't think it's where CNN's audience at.
Well, think about Fox, how long those personalities have been doing. Yeah. That's why they've built.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The audience of Fox and Friends probably doesn't skew super young. It may, though. Maybe younger than you'd expect.
But I feel like I trust them because they've been Kilmeade and they've just been around.
Yeah, Kilmeade and Ducey, and then you got Ducey, too.
Yeah, you got Ducey, too. Awesome.
Who's better? I mean, the better Ducey, if we're being honest. I mean, I think his dad would be okay with us saying that. I mean, yeah. If I'm going to hang with one of them. Before, it would have been Weatherman Ducey. Now, I want to hang with get-in-your-face Joe Biden.
Was he initially a weatherman?
Steve Ducey, I believe, was a weatherman. Did I create that in my head?
I think maybe he did some weather spots. I don't quite remember.
I think he was the weather guy on Fox and Friends even. Like, he was the Al Roker. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I don't. Brian Kilmeade just works all day.
And yeah. The Ryan Seacrest of him and Gutfield just.
Yeah, I got.
There's no information of Ducey being a weatherman, so I think I may have just invented all of that.
Yeah. I
Steve like Ducey used to do the weather.
Okay.
His father.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's who we're talking about.
I thought you were talking about the son, Pete.
No,
Peter's not been reported.
No, Pete is hard-hitting news. So, all right.
I think he was the rude one at the press conference.
You got Ainsley. You got
Kilmeade.
You got Kilmeade. And, I mean, even her, she's been on it for 10 years,
at
six
least.
Years, something like that.
And then she was on
other stuff.
Weekends. She was on the Fox and Friends first.
Yeah. I just think that
Janice
format's...
Janice D, you know, she does the weather.
Something we should briefly mention, and we'll have to monitor.
You can't just copy those things. Those take time to.
I mean, this is nothing to joke around about, but it did break while we're recording, so I think we should mention it. Is that John Fetterman has checked himself into Walter Reed for severe clinical depression. Nothing to joke about. I'm not making a light of it, but it has happened.
Something was going on with him last week, right?
Last week, they thought it was another stroke. Ended up being. Not
like hearing voices. They just said he was hearing voices in his head.
Okay, I didn't hear.
Did you hear that part?
Like, so maybe that would tie more into this. So this is the statement that came out from the Fetterman office just a few minutes ago. Pennsylvania U.S. Senator John Fetterman, Chief of Staff Adam Gentleson, on Thursday released the following statement. Last night, Senator Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. While John has experienced depression on and off throughout his life, it only became severe in recent weeks. So that does kind of tie into there. On Monday, John was evaluated by his doctors, recommended inpatient care at Walter Reed. John agreed and receiving treatment on a voluntary basis. After examining John, the doctors, Walter Reed told us that he's getting the care he needs and he'll be soon back to himself. So that is something to at least monitor. Again, not going to demonize someone who checked himself in the hospital for clinical depression. I think if that has to be done, it has to be done. But it does open up so much of an interesting door with the fact that, you know, Dr. Oz could not win and this is the situation that you're in. But we'll monitor that. We'll cover that, I'm sure, next week. Anything else you want to talk about?
You know, that's a sad story. I feel like he was always just, he's not have good people around him. He should not.
Yeah, exactly. They pushed it. We know they pushed this guy probably too far.
Yes. And if that conspiracy plays out and they end up putting his wife in his place. And it was her pushing this all along?
Oh, is that? I didn't know that was a thing. Is that how that would work? Is there not
No, I mean, but they could.
They do like a special.
That's happened before. Yeah. Well, I don't know in their law if you don't leave it open.
Yeah.
So someone's interim.
Okay.
Well, I mean, typically, even if they hold a special election, the governor appoints the replacement.
For at least
many times
period.
The replacement wins the special.
But like what happens right now when he is hospitalized?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. It's not like the president. It's not like the president. Okay. Just curious.
The Democrats are just down a vote.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that could go on for months.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to, you could then, he could resign. I mean, no one's going to, he's out, but it's interesting the way they put it out is, obviously you have a stroke, you're, lots going on in your brain.
Yeah.
But that's, it's interesting that they were that, they've been kind of secret about him. Now they're like telling you. Now, is that because you can't question that? That they've decided to go more? Because once you say anything with mental health these days.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're not going to.
Right.
So, could possibly be. But, I mean, again.
For the first 3 months after a stroke, they acted like there was no.
They didn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah. It's just, that's a very bizarre story.
Yeah, that keeps getting, it keeps unfolding. So, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on the UFOs.
He did
we'll
not
keep
look right at the State of the Union.
On Don Lemon, no. So let's see what happens. Guys, we'll have an interesting week next week. Next week, you'll be flying solo, but it'll be a good week. I look forward to hearing the shows.
I think we're hosting Hannity tomorrow.
Oh.
The Hannity show.
We'll tune into that. I'll be gone, but I'll...
So, Dad...
I'll listen on a flight. I'll tune in. You and you and our dad will be on Hannity Radio.
We'll be hosting Hannity Radio.
Or TV.
Yeah, radio.
Radio. All right. Well... Is the music going? I think I can hear it. Ah, there it is. Thank you guys for listening. If you have it, please subscribe, leave a comment or a review. And also, I'm going to ask you to tell your friends about Secular Brothers Podcast. We do this show 3 days a week. If you're new on Rumble, I know a lot of you tune in on Rumble. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. We do this show again 3 days a week. And we'd appreciate all the new listeners, all the new viewers. Thanks so much. Check us out, secularbrothers.com. See you next week.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.